Reading our scriptures.
Kuyon yewan kitulu.
We have three short passages that we're going to read this morning.
Mo pen gai wan ku totolu ke sanyi tolu ke no.
From the book of James.
Nyo de pa wan ku Yakobo.
Consider pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That first passage that we read gives you an idea. Of why I considered the way the worship set ended to be perfect. We will be looking at our trials. And how we're supposed to have joy in them. Next, from Philippians chapter 4. We're going to focus on verse 6, but I'm going to read a couple extra verses that I didn't tell them about. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
And
then from Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through
18.
Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Okay. Let's
just bow our heads for one more prayer. Father God, I just ask right now that your Holy Spirit would be upon both myself and New Year. That you would cause me to speak your words. And New Ye to be able to translate them perfectly. So that no matter what it is that I say, or no matter what it is that he says, it is your word and Holy Spirit. Let your people be blessed here this afternoon. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this week, what caused me to change my mind, or should I say what caused God to change my mind, was I looked around in both congregations. I saw person after person facing trials. In my family, in your family. Even in the friends of our families. Everybody's got troubles. Well, God has something to say about that. He gives us a direction. He tells us to consider it pure joy. He tells us to give thanks. When we are in the midst of trials, when we have troubles, when we're persecuted, when we just have stuff just happen in our lives that gives us heartache and brings us difficulties. This is kind of a strange response. I mean, God says, consider it joy to have trouble. Consider it joy to be persecuted. Give thanks when you have that car accident. Give thanks when you bounce that check. This is strange. But yet it's what God's Word says. He says that this is to be considered joy. That leads me to ask a question. What is joy? Maybe it's not what I thought it was. This is what God tells me to have when I have trouble. It might not be what I thought it was. So what is joy? So I pulled out my trusty theological dictionary. I figured I would use a theological dictionary. Because its definition of the word would be biblical. And since the word that I'm reading, joy, the definition I want to attribute to it is the biblical definition. The one that scripture translators would use. So let's read it. Joy, a sense of satisfaction and delight that is not affected by circumstances. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. A sense of satisfaction and delight. Not affected by circumstances. So my joy isn't based on my circumstances. But it's a sense of satisfaction and delight. So where does this satisfaction and delight come from? Scripture tells us that it's the fruit of the Spirit. That is, joy is one of the fruit that is listed as fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, how do we get them? By the Holy Spirit growing them up within us. We have to seek after them. And they're fruit, so we have to cultivate them. We have to prune the vines. Care for the plants. that produce the fruit. And it's the Holy Spirit. So we have to take care for the Holy Spirit within us. To do this, we need to go to God. We go to God in prayer. Now, prayer is nothing more, nothing less than a conversation. The only difference from a normal conversation and prayer is the people involved. In prayer, God is the one to whom we are speaking. Oh, and He speaks to us too. Because it's a conversation. Prayer is our conversation with God about our troubles. And our blessings. But this afternoon we're going to focus on those conversations of trouble. So in all our circumstances, we're to go to God. In prayer. So when we have that car accident, when we have that family crisis, maybe something just as simple as bouncing a check, or as catastrophic and disturbing as a sudden death of a family member. We're to go to God in our prayer. All our circumstances. And when we go to God, we're supposed to go there with perseverance. You know what perseverance means? You keep on. He's God right now. Illustration. I'm you and me. Daddy! No, you stand up. Daddy! And that's the way we're supposed to God. And we go on continuously till He hears us. Now He heard us the first time. So what does He tell us to be persistent? Why do our kids have to be persistent with us? Sometimes it has to do with timing.
Now
is not the right time, or you have to wait. But I want you to keep reminding me. And we'll take care of it in a little bit. And there's other reasons. But the reasons that we might not understand. Or maybe not appreciate. Because what's important is not us so much, but God. So what we want, well, it's important to God because He loves us. It may not be of ultimate importance in His plan. So sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes it's wait. And sometimes, here, let me do this for you.
Of
course, we say, well, that's not what I asked for.
It's
like the little kid who wants dessert and says, well, here's dinner first. Dessert later. So we're supposed to go to God in prayer. In our circumstances of trouble, we're supposed to persevere continually. Continually.
Do you
get it? Go to God continually in prayer in all circumstances. They were supposed to be joyful and give thanks. Not because of the trial, but because of the opportunity we have to go to God. We have an opportunity to go to God because of the trial. And have that conversation with our God. We should be joyful because we get an opportunity to talk to God. Now, if it was just talking to God, it might not be so joyful. But God in His Word has promised that He will provide for us everything we need. I remember that's need according to His plans, not ours. His definition of what we need, not ours. And these trials give us the opportunity to turn to Him. So we can be joyful and give thanks. Because He's there. When you turn to God, where do you have to look for Him? There He is. When we turn to God, there He is. That's all the farther we have to go. No matter how lost we got, as soon as we turn to God, there He is. And He's this close. It's not because of our circumstance when we're in trouble, but because we get to draw near to God. Because in our trouble, we're not alone. God is with us. Most of the time, or a lot of the time, just knowing that He's with us is really all we may need. Many times it's just the sense that we're alone that is overwhelming. But by turning to God and praying and drawing near to Him, we know we're not alone. Remember, prayer is a conversation. He answers. Sometimes that means we need to be quiet. And listen. That's called listening prayer. Kind of like when you're in a conversation, sometimes you need to let the other person speak. Or it's not really a conversation, it's just a monologue. Kind of like Jay Leno or Johnny Carson. They stand up and they talk to a camera. But he's not paying any attention to what I say to him back from my living room. Sometimes that's the way we pray. That's why I'm telling us, don't pray like that. Draw near to God. Listen to Him. And He will speak. And He will give you strength. See, it's not in our strength, but in God's strength. It's in God's strength that we can be joyful and give thanks. If I try to do this in my strength, or do anything all in my strength, eventually my strength is going to be gone. Eventually I'm going to run into a problem which my strength is not sufficient. My strength won't be enough. And then I'll fail. But if I go to God in His strength, He will give me the strength to get through it. God is all powerful. That's just not a phrase that means that He's really strong.
It
means that all power comes from Him. He is the totality. He is. So I should be joyful and thankful. Because God has promised that His strength, that same strength that raised Jesus from the grave, is mine and yours.
Amen.
For whatever it is that He puts in front of us to do. So as we go through daily life, we're to be leaning on God, drawing close to Him, listening to Him, drawing our strength from Him. And in that, we're to be satisfied. In that, we are to delight. We're to be delighted that we're with God. And God is with us. We're to be satisfied that we have a close, loving relationship with God. Not looking for relationship beyond that. Not in the relationship that's meant for God.
Jesus,
That's a rabbit trail I'm not going to chase right now. But let me just say that we are to love each other and have relationship with each other according to God. In any relationship which is not God honoring, doesn't bring us joy, but brings us hurt. And those whom we have a relationship hurt also. But yet when we have a God honoring relationship, we can be satisfied and have delight and have joy. When we face the trials and problems that we come to every day, we are to consider it pure joy and give thanks to God. He is with you, He is with me. And we will now see Him work within us. Through us. And with us. And this is what gives us joy. By being satisfied because God's with us. We can give thanks because we are delighted to be children of the living God. So when we have those troubles every day, we continually turn to God, and He will lift us up, and His grace will indeed be sufficient. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask the worship team to come for where we at. Yeah. Worship team will come up. We're going to sing Thank You, Lord.